Telemarketers know when they're not wanted. At least that's what commentator Chelsea Lowe says. She used to be one.
I've got your number. Well, okay, not anymore. You screamed at me, lied to me, cursed, and called me names. All the while I was looking at your name, address, and phone number, and writing them down. I figured I'd do the telemarketing thing for 6 months, maximum. 10 years later, I'd taken to collecting names, numbers, and odd tidbits about the meanest of you, for what we phone workers dubbed midnight callbacks. As much as I was tempted, I never did awaken a single person from sleep. I'd remember how I hated mistreatment myself and turn the other ear. I don't think any of my colleagues really did it either, but on dark days, most of them, the knowledge that I could have comforted me. The amount of hatred that comes your way when you do this for a living is something I imagine only lawyers and politicians understand. Let me tell you, I did not derive any satisfaction from interrupting your supper. Few workers enjoy calling people who don't want to hear from them at inopportune times. By and large, the prospects were polite, if not friendly. But about 20% of all calls, by my estimation, ended in evasions, hang-ups, hollering, or other rude behavior. There were people who asked for my number so they could call me at home. Yahoos who responded to polite membership requests by using push buttons to make noises in my ear. Parents who taught their children to lie or make unkind remarks. Here's a handy phrase. Can I ask you to take us off your call list? Boom, done, and thank you for your courtesy. You can't take it personally, my bosses, my boyfriend, my coworker said. I took it personally. Often I'd cry. Just as often, I'd try to grab what little power I could by taking down a name, a number, an address, and even a tidbit of information. Former coworkers still ask whether I miss the job. No. I don't miss my folder crammed with meanies' phone numbers either. I pitched it soon after I left. But be careful. There are others out there. And if you can't be careful, for God's sake, be nice.
The comments of Chelsea Lowe, a novelist who lives near Boston.